general takeaways from today's win?
That one feels good. So proud of the girls. Huge testament to them. From the moment we got up today, they took control over the environment we needed, and they're ready to go, and makes our life easy. It was so fun watching them play.
You guys only allowed 9 shots on goal against a very capable opponent. Can you just talk a little about what you like defensively today?
Yeah, our contact details were good today. I think a little bit better than yesterday, but our puck management, how we got in on the forecheck and just eliminated anything through the neutral zone. Thought we broke out a little bit easier, which didn't let them sustain as much time against us, which helped a little bit too.
Lindsay, coach talks about controlling the environment you guys want all the time. And something you said after the Northeastern series too, when you guys responded after a loss. I'm wondering, like, what does that actually look like, especially after you lose a game against a rival?
Yeah, I think we're able to take a little few minutes to reflect on it, and then we know we want to move forward from it. We know it's not our best effort. We know we want to keep pushing forward and doing our best and just kind of pushing that mindset, I guess.
Seems like you kind of pride yourself on kind of being a nuisance in front of the net. So can you just kind of talk to me a little about, just walk me through your goal and just why you like to be net front a lot of the time?
Wouldn't say I like to be net front, but I end up there. It's definitely where I'm good at because I'm a strong individual. So it's definitely it's my area of expertise, I'd say.
Coach, or for both of you, actually, when you look at the series in totality, obviously you played pretty well yesterday and then you kind of dominated today. What does it say about, you know, your program doing this against the number 11 team in the country?
Say it's only going up from here. We know we want to keep getting better and working with each other, pushing ourselves. So every day is a new opportunity to do better things and get better. So I think that's what we're looking to do.
Yeah, it was a great test. I just said these guys, like, I think it was the first intermission, like, this is fun. Like, this is why we play hockey and play fast-paced games against good teams, and we get to make good puck touches, and all of it was fun, and it was cool to see, and, you know, it just shows we can play against anyone in this country, but we're focusing on continuing to upgrade BU hockey.
It seems like your defenders were kind of pinching down a little bit from the blue line, and it seemed like it was causing BC some trouble and just preserving some zone possession. Can you just talk a little about if that's, you know, something you guys have been working on, or I guess what do you like from that?
Yeah, good observation. I think that's a testament to our forwards' offensive zone spacing. When you have high forwards, they're in offensive position and defensive position. It allows D to make that read. And I think when D pinched down, that high forward now has the puck in high ice with their toes downhill. So we kind of look at it in an offensive and defensive mindset.
The pace of the game seemed to come out hot today, but seemed to slow down there in the third period. Can you just talk a little about what you saw from the pace and if that was kind of more of what you were looking for?
Yeah, I didn't notice that dramatically. I think it's day two, and yesterday was a track meet in a lot of ways, so I think you could imagine that it might slow down. I can only imagine they probably shortened their bench a little bit, could have played into it a little bit. But I think day two, period three, probably most of what you saw.
Did this series kind of feel a bit different than, you know, BC series last year? Obviously, you guys, you know, are really good this year, and it's a really big deal. Like, was there a different feeling, just like maybe during the game or in the locker room? Just kind of talking about that.
Yeah, we played well here last year when I reflect back on it, but I think it comes back to my beginning statement. It was all them, you know, and I think that's been the really cool part.
Lindsay, I heard Maeve Carey kind of barking in the tunnel before you guys were coming out for warmups. Is that something that just she does, or a bunch of the other guys do it, or I guess what's kind of the thought behind that?
I would definitely say she's the driver of that. She starts it, gets it going, a few others join in, but mostly her, yeah.
Lindsay, what stands out to you most about, you know, the culture of this team? Because something that coach talks about all the time. Just kind of what stands out to you most about it?
Yeah, I think I like this culture because everyone's able to be themselves. Not one person is meant to fit some kind of norm. Everyone is meant to be different. That's why we're all here. We're here for different reasons. And that's why I like this culture. Everyone's different.
And then it's obviously your first season with the program, but can you kind of pinpoint anything that you think you guys have gotten better at over time so far this season already?
I would say, like, our cohesiveness as well as our communication and, like, positive energy. I think we all feed off of each other, and we all interact well. I wouldn't say that, you know, it's really changed, but I think it's just gotten better.
And then coach on the third goal there on the breakaway. It was a nice transition play from, I think, Lily then to Julia. Can you just talk a little bit about what you thought of the kind of the transition game today as a whole?
Well, first of all, it was about time that line put one in. They were heating up, so really proud for them. But, yeah, anytime you get first touches in the neutral zone, I think you're just going to create separation. The puck moves so much faster than your feet. So it's something we focus on, but it was just beautiful to see those first touches and kind of sprung Sid loose on the breakaway.
What do you think it says about, you know, your offense that in this series you don't get any goals from Clara or Lola, who your leading goal scorers coming in, and you still score, you know, 5 goals total?
We're pretty skilled. And people are willing to share the puck. To Lindsay's point earlier, our communication, like, it's always been good off the ice, but on the ice it's getting better, and I think you're seeing us be able to play fast because of it. And yeah, I think we're finding lines that have identities, and it's like similar to how we're all different off the ice, we're all different on the ice with a unique set of skills and putting people together that complement each other, and I think you're probably seeing that up and down the lineup.
What'd you like from Kaylee and Annie today? I noticed they were pretty good. Obviously they scored the goal, they're the first one.
They really brought the energy. I really liked that line today as a group. They hemmed them in. They did their job, but they also got some offensive looks. And, yeah, it was a good look for them.
You guys were kind of firing on offense there as the game went on. You still only, you know, had 2 goals in the first 2 periods. Are you still looking to kind of see some of those chances being finished more? Or just,
yeah. I was thinking about that, too, as the game went on. I think some of it, we're so detailed right now. We're so tough on each other and the group about our changes and ending our shifts. And what I'm hoping as we continue to mature is having that, like, I'm going to go out there and score a goal mindset, but still know how to end my shift and not overthink it too much. But I think leaning into it now, leaning into the details, and I think we're eventually going to get that stacked on top of each other, and I'm hopeful it will come to fruition.
For both of you, kind of early in the season, you guys are probably leaning on Callie a little bit more on the net, and then today, only 9 shots on goal that she faced. So just, I guess, what does it say about your team that you're able to, you know, kind of, I don't want to say like give that back to her in a sense, but just to be able to not have to rely on your goalie in totality. So.
I mean, yeah, obviously Callie's a good goalie, so I mean, it feels good to not have to rely on her. I mean, we want to do our job too out there, so, and we want to help her out as much as we can, so yeah,
we kind of made a joke out of it today, apologized to her, not letting her get into games lately. So it's kind of, we know it can be tough back there and you're not facing a lot of shots, so felt like it was kind of a nice joke at the end of the day, but nice to get back to her for sure.
You mentioned the entire decor as an underrated part of your team in the midweek call. Obviously 9 shots on goal today. What makes your decor so good?
I think it comes back to everything we even said about our offense. Like, they're all so different and they play well together. They utilize their skill sets. They're hard to play against and they've bought in. Like, they shut down the neutral zone. Their gap is great. They go back and retrieve pucks and make those first touch plays. Like, just everything about it. They bought in, but they're leaning into their strengths and not trying to be something they're not, and they're better as a unit.
Last one, you guys obviously went on a nice unbeaten streak there, and they got snapped yesterday, but you guys were able to respond right away. I guess just, was your team maybe not necessarily down at all after yesterday's game, or just kind of having that long streak of success, does that make it easier to kind of bounce back knowing that you guys have that?
We definitely didn't like it, I can tell you that. Never a good feeling. But I think ultimately, whether you win or lose, it's, are we playing our game? Are we proud of our environment? Are we proud of each other? And we're going to keep using that as our benchmark. And every time we see a new level that we can get to, that's our new benchmark. And so obviously you want to get wins, you want to celebrate, but it has nothing to do with how we define success at the same time.
I've got 2 more. You just said, yeah, like, were you proud of your environment, your culture yesterday, even though you didn't win? You said win or loss, you were.
Very much so. Do you want to take that? I see you nodding.
Yeah, I would say we are. I mean, we know we were the better team yesterday. We just couldn't capitalize on all our chances. So, feels good to do it today.
And then last one, you know, Lindsay, kind of point blank, how good do you think this team can be?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Definitely good. Yeah. I'm excited for where we're going to go.